Welcome to the Haywood County Schools Report. This is Jill Barker, Assistant Principal, and your host. Today, we're talking to Jessica Honeycutt, the High School Programs Coordinator through our community college, Haywood Community College. She's going to talk to us about career and college promise. I know I worked with Jessica a lot at Pisgah last year. Again, she works for our community college, but she's constantly in our high schools. So what are you doing? What is a career and college promise, Jessica, and what does your job entail?
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
Career and College Promise, other words, some people call it CCP, is one of the dual enrollment options that high school students have. It's for qualifying juniors and seniors. It can be homeschool, it can be private, it can be public schools. So there are certain qualifications. For fall 2019, pending state approval, the qualifications to take these tuition-free courses would be a 2.8 unweighted GPA, and that's the high school GPA, or certain test scores. Now, we use test scores from the pre-ACT, the ACT, the SAT, those sorts of things.
Yeah.
So it's tuition-free. The only thing that students have to purchase would be textbooks or supplies for the classes. Now, for what I do, I meet with every single student that is interested in the program. I also meet with the counselors and the students. Once we get to that point, we sit down with the students, figure out, you know, what do you want to do after high school? And we know that students are young right now, and taking these courses, sometimes they just want to try a few things out, or maybe they want to take as many classes as they can. It really just depends on their high school, you know, schedule. So working with these students and the counselors to make sure that the classes that they select line up with the high school schedule and the college schedule, and just making sure that they get the best opportunities that they can.
Yeah, Jessica does a great job. She's young, but I'm going to tell you my age, because, you know, I graduated from Tuscola in 1985, and in 1985, you know, programs like this didn't exist. So let me tell you how it looks different for a high school kid. You know, as Jessica said, when they're juniors, they can take a community college class for free and get college credit. So when I was the principal at Pisgah last year, you know, Jessica, we had a girl that graduated from Pisgah High School because she had taken courses at the community college, and you know, obviously she was a student at Pisgah. She graduated with a two-year associate's degree from the community college and a Pisgah High School diploma. So it really gives me chills to think, you know, that option is out there for our kids today. So we have a lot of parents. When did this start, Jessica, the Career and College Promise?
It used to be called Huskins, and I think it was back in 2008, maybe.
Okay.
And then it changed to Career and College Promise, I believe, in 2014.
So it's still relatively new, and it has been an adjustment for our kids and our families to realize, you know, they do have to leave the high school campus during the school day, which I think I would have loved that in high school. But, you know, they get to leave. They drive to the community college. They take their classes. Some of them come back to Pisgah, Tuscola, Central Haywood, mm-hmm. and they continue their day.
Mm-hmm.
So it really does afford them a lot of opportunities to build college credit before, and we all know the rising cost of a college education.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a way that a lot of parents are saving money.
For sure, and some students take online classes, and that's where they stay at the high school, Pisgah, Tuscola, or Central, during, you know, first, second, third, or fourth block, whatever fits with their schedule, and they do the online classes through HCC, and they never have to leave the high school campus. So, you know, we have CD courses, we have online courses, and actually this program qualifies for Haywood County Schools. You can take 11th grade tuition-free the summer after 11th grade.
Yes.
And 12th grade and the summer after 12th grade, all tuition-free. So, you know, if students want to, like the student that graduated from Pisgah with her associate's degree, she came to me early and said, this is what I want to do. So you really have to make a plan for that. Because the pathway, the college transfer pathway, is pretty much just your first year of college. But the rule is if you complete the pathway, then you can take classes outside of it. And so have to really plan ahead on those things.
And that's what Jessica's job is. She plans with our high school kids. She was constantly in our school and sitting down and talking with our kids. She works very closely with all the guidance departments, knows them more than a first name basis. So she's, it's just the community college, and I think this is what the listeners need to know. They are constantly at the table with us now in high school. They have a seat at our table. We have a seat at their table. It is a very good working relationship with our community college, and it's better for our kids.
Yes.
And so they have a lot more opportunities than they ever have had. So tell us about the pathway options that they have.
So we have two different types of pathways. We have the college transfer pathways. And that, so when I talk to students, I really tell them, like, this is, if you eventually want to go to university, you can just get a head start. So we have four different types of those. That's associate in arts, associate in science, associate degree in nursing, where you can get your anatomy and physiologies out of the way, and then the associate in engineering. So those are the college transfer pathways, and within these, they can get, students can get certain high school credit. Just depends on the class. Like, the popular ones would be their fourth high school math or the American histories. You know, every student's different English, what they want. Yes.
There is an English too they can. So this, it's important. I don't want to put Jessica on the spot. I don't know if she knows exact numbers, but this is growing. And like I said, it takes a while for high school kids to realize, wow, I can actually leave school and come back, and it's this college credit. But I know, and talking to the counselors this year, they're seeing a huge jump in enrollment. So I think that word is out, and our kids are really taking advantage of this now. Are you seeing an increase?
I started at Haywood Community College January 2017. Fall 2016, I believe there were 145-ish CCP students. This past fall, I had 245.
Wow.
So, and I think we have two NC Works career coaches, one at Pisgah, one at Tuscola. Yes. They're very helpful with, you know, getting that initial contact with a student, because I can't be at every high school every single day.
Let's talk about that. There are, we do have what she's saying. This is funded through a grant and the community college. And, you know, Jessica works for the community college and comes and helps our kids. These two positions, one full-time at both of our high schools, our big high schools, and they do work with Central Haywood kids too. But they're on the campus all the time, full-time. So those kids have somebody there on our high school campuses that they can talk to about their future in community college.
Yes, and I mean, they're not there. I mean, to help HCC specifically, they're there to, just to help students find the path that they want to be on. So they help with students with college applications. They help with the
financial aid,
and the interest inventories. I mean, they do those quite a bit, just because students, you know, that young, you don't know what you want to do, but, you know, kind of getting on the right direction with those sorts of inventories is really helpful. So they're there. So since I can't be at the high schools every single day like they are, they get the initial contact, reach out to me, say, hey, this student's interested in CCP, and then I come meet with the students, kind of talk to them about the options.
That, and it's just been, it's amazing the options our kids do have now, and it's not a one-size-fits-all. So everybody there, you know, we have advanced placement, we have the early college, we have career and college promise. So there really is, I hope, some way that every kid can get the value out of their education and keep pursuing that. Talk to us about something. Go ahead.
Sorry, we have another side of the pathways. We have career and technical education pathways as well. And so that would be like the automotive, which we do have an automotive instructor at Pisgah. And then it's offered Tuscola at our main campus. We have collision and repair and refinishing. We have computer integrated machining for Tuscola and Central students. And then we have electrical systems technology, which is housed at Central Haywood High School. And so, but for that program, Tuscola and Pisgah students go to Central for that. And I mean, these are more of your hands-on. And then we also have criminal justice and early childhood that's fully online courses. So they would be at the high schools taking those too. So yeah, we have many different options. You know, even if you don't know, if you don't want to go to university, we have other options for you to go ahead and get your hands in and get certificates. This semester, there are 74 CCP certificate students graduating with certificates from the college. So those 74 high school students will be getting certificates.
And that's a great, like tuition I said, there's grade. A lot of different options. And she, I'm glad you pointed out that a lot of those, the community college classes are hosted on our traditional and at Central Haywood campus too. Okay, so before we run out of time, you got a big announcement to make. What is it?
Yeah, so starting this fall, we Haywood Community College now has a HCC tuition-free guarantee. It's for seniors that will be coming to Haywood Community College full-time status fall 2019. There are some qualifications, but it's where if you qualify, your tuition is paid for.
Woo! Yeah. Can you believe that? Did you hear that? Awesome. So who can they get in touch with? Just their high school, their call the community college?
Yes, yeah, so the career coaches at the high schools will be a great starting point. You do have to, you know, do the application and everything, so they'll have all that information for students.
Okay, or call us here at the central office, 456-2400. Thank you, Jessica Honey, for talking to us. I've enjoyed having you today. I love this program. It's great for our kids, and thank you for everything you're doing
thank
and
you.
Being our guest on the Haywood County Schools. Thanks for listening, Haywood County. Have a great day.